The Discover Canada Study Guide is a 66-page guide prepared by Citizenship and Immigration Canada. From the information contained in these pages, prospective new citizens to Canada will be tested. The implicit understanding is, if they know this book, then they know what it is to be Canadian. But how does this book negotiate the violence and genocide that founded this settler state? Simply put, it doesn't. Page 14, one of only three pages in the book that mentions Aboriginal people in passing, reads, and I quote,
"The arrival of European traders, missionaries, soldiers, and colonists changed the native way of life forever. Large numbers of Aboriginals died of European diseases to which they lacked immunity. However, Aboriginals and Europeans formed strong economic, religious, and military bonds in the first 200 years of coexistence, which laid the foundations of Canada."
Is this true? And what is being omitted? If we are a country that aims to continue to rely on immigration as our main population driver, how is the Discover Canada Study Guide shaping new citizens' understandings of this country? What are we telling new citizens is important, and what is to be ignored? How does this whitewashing of history help anyone? And why did the Discover Canada Guide get ignored as an educational tool in need of a serious look in the recent TRC recommendations? As someone who never had to take a citizen test, but was provided with a substandard high school education in Canadian history, I figured it best to talk to a new citizen to Canada to get another opinion. Here then is an interview with Yazan Cotter on the journey towards becoming a new citizen of Canada and what gets overlooked along the way. For the Halifax Media Co-op, I'm Miles Howe. Okay, Yazan Cotter, thank you today for taking the time to sit with me and look through this study guide for new citizens. It's called Discover Canada, the Rights and Responsibilities of Citizenship. And this is what you receive to study for a final test to become a citizen of Canada?
When you go through the citizenship application process, at the very last step, you have to take a citizenship test, proving your knowledge of Canada. And they give you this guide that is from which all the questions emerge.
In briefly leafing through this guide, there doesn't seem to be very much related to settler, indigenous history, conflicts, genocide that this country was founded on. Did you find similarly?
I think your use of the word genocide is very appropriate, of course. I must acknowledge my privilege and ignorance in this case because I don't know much and I haven't done my duty. But from what I know and what I'm learning, I didn't feel like this covered the topic or acknowledge the responsibility of Canada as a settler colonial state, and you know, claimed responsibility and addressed how new Canadians who are settlers mostly, or entirely, how they should approach this topic. It seems that Aboriginal peoples of Canada, when they're mentioned in the study guide, are usually mentioned in the context of their relationship to settlers. That's their function in this narrative. How do they relate to the settler, the European Canadian, more so than anything else? You'll find references to how did European settlement or the arrival of Europeans affect natives or, you know, Aboriginal people, but mostly it's like, it changed it, and that's it. And then, well, how did First Nations affect Europeans? And then they start talking about, you know, alliances, and they start talking about a resistance and so forth, with fairly condemning tone. But again, it's only that, yes, that's how they treated us, as opposed to this is how we treated them. That's how I felt it dealt with it. That's my impression as I look back through my memory of this.
Now, to be honest with you, three or four paragraphs within a 66-page book, in my remembering of the situation, is fairly similar to the education that I received in my public school and high school. So as a new citizen study guide, this certainly is indicative of the general idiocy or cloak of silence that we all sort of live on.
Residential schools have one paragraph assigned to them, and they started with things like, it was very harsh, you know, we apologize for it in 2008, period. There's no talk about the fact that it should be deemed, and it is deemed now that we have the TRC report, a cultural genocide. There's no talk about how it affects current communities of Aboriginal people and how we as settlers need to deal with this. and how we need to approach this. There's only like, this happened in the past, it's done now, we apologize for it, done deal, period. You know, there's no, again, there's no claiming of responsibility. A couple of paragraphs are like, they talk about how Aboriginal people had their way of life changed, and that's it. Who changed it? Why did it change? There's very little mention of it. And I think you were very accurate in your description of it showcases this negligence that, you know, Canada shows Aboriginal people. And I think that's entirely because of the fact that it emerges out of a settler colonial legacy. Inherently, a state that emerges out of that, I think, will find it very difficult, maybe even impossible, to acknowledge the rights of Aboriginal peoples.
Of course, I'm not asking you to speak on behalf of all new citizens,
right,
if you're
right.
comfortable with that term, to Canada. But to generalize, what do you think a book like this does to new citizens' relationships or opinions or understandings of the history of this country, especially as it relates to Indigenous
right.
people?
Before I came to Canada a few years ago, my impression of North America and my impression of the people of North America was the stereotype that the archetype of the Canadian is the white person. That was my image of it. And so when you get into Canada and you learn about this history of colonialism that exists and the fact that these white Canadians were not always here, that they came here through systems of violence and colonialism, the fact that that's not addressed gives you, kind of imprints further the image of the true Canadian as being the European. And so I think it carries on this inaccurate picture, and I think that that's problematic for myself as a new Canadian who needs to learn about his privilege as a settler. Yeah.
You mentioned the TRC report. Through my reading of it, I don't recall any recommendation to seriously upgrade and overhaul the Citizen and Immigration Canada study guide mm-hmm. for new citizens. Would you add that to a potential addendum recommendation to the TRC report?
I think certainly if as someone who has gone through the citizenship process, and I can't speak for Aboriginal people, this is something that I think I need to ask them more about. But I think this does not carry enough information, it doesn't carry enough acknowledgement, doesn't acknowledge responsibility enough. And so if I were to add anything to the TRC report, I think that this is something that needs to be done hand in hand with Aboriginal people and with their approval. I would add that, yes. I would add more about Aboriginal history, Indigenous history in this country, before and after the arrival of European settlers, because I think that's part of acknowledging our responsibility.
Now, if you could use this as a soapbox to talk to Citizen and Immigration Canada, someone from there was listening to you right now talk about this Discover Canada study guide, what would you say to them?
Change it quickly, please. It's inadequate. I mean, there's nothing more to say. it's just not enough. And if you have to limit the content to 66 pages, then I think what is needed is more prioritizing of Indigenous history, Indigenous culture, Indigenous reality, and our responsibility as settlers. We can't continue on portraying this, you know, colonial fantasy that Canada was a dream and that, you know, explorers were there to make that dream come true. That's just inaccurate, and I think it does us a great disservice.
Okay, thanks for your time.
Thank you.